Helmut Budlik, ho, ho, ho. It's Christmas time and dreams are becoming a reality as the first Pacifica families receive keys to culturally designed homes. Helmut is Te Tumu Whakaraia, Te Ru Nanga o Ngati Tō Rangatira, and has played a pivotal role in supporting Our Whare project, with Ngati Tō offering perpetual leasehold lands to enable culturally designed homes that strengthen Pacifica communities and uphold intergenerational well-being. Helmut's with us. Thanks for joining us, Chief. It's always a neat opportunity to have a cordial with you, Helmut. Tēnā koe.
Morena whānau.
What excited me right from the get-go was culturally designed homes. And, of course, you know, we've had a cookie-cutter culture when it comes to house design in New Zealand. But I've always thought architecturally we could come up with something better for our peeps. And it seems that you've found a formula. What excites you most about that concept, culturally designed whare, Helmut?
Look, bro, I have to quickly own up to the fact that the clever design and outcome that is now available for people to live in and to see up Puri East, Ngāti Tō has made no contribution other than to tautoko the opportunity, provide the whenua for our Pacifica whānau. No, the design clever stuff came from a Harvard-educated Pacifica architect, Ideanu, who's a girl from Porirua, who's brilliant, and she took the traditional concepts from the Pacific Islands and the villages, then looked at the whenua that Ngāti Tō had provided to our Pacifica whānau up the east, and it was out of her fertile imagination, I'll say, that these contemporary whare in a modern setting was conceived, and they're brilliant. So no, I got to give the props where it's due, and it goes to Ariana and her team.
Well, tēnā koe. Let's be reminded that we too Māori are Pacifica people.
So quite right.
So
quite
the
right.
The concepts are applicable to us as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Step us through one of these designs then, if you'd be kind enough, Helmut. Tell us,
sure.
What sort of feels different to you when you look at the design on paper and they've been built already, some?
Yes, you know, all of them built. Yesterday we had the opening of the committee. There's 18 of them in a in a village arrangement. I mean, it pops out the moment you get on the street and you go past. So if anyone's ever been to Samoa or to the Pacific Islands, where the whare they have over there, because of the heat, they have these really prominent high roof lines, and that actually is pretty much the same design you'll see on these whare. And so there's two key components to it. One is that they've been designed for intergenerational living, and they're not big rectangles or boxes, which is the default for everyone else, right? So they actually are large whare. They have these large sloping roofs, high roofs, and in the cavity area that the roofs create is actually living space. And as I say, they're intergenerational, so they have multiple bedrooms, but lots of living rooms, which is, of course, how our people prefer to hang out. And then, because it's organized in like a village arrangement, where there is a malai, the island's called the malai in the middle there, the quadrangle or the central space for where the kids can go. And then there is also a community shared whare next to the malai space, the atia space there in the middle of the village. That there's place for kai and to just hang out and et cetera. So it's actually very inspiring. And the kōrero I gave yesterday morning when we were talking about it in the opening was that, you know, Ngāti Tō has a vision of Porirua as becoming a village of villages. And I was doubling down on the observation that, you know, modern life where we're increasingly isolated, and as our old people get old, we, you know, they're sent off to live somewhere on their own. These are not healthy. and not how our old people or we want to live. And so we're really inspired and encouraged by the direction of travel that we can reimagine and recreate living spaces. And we're grateful to our Pacifica whānau here in Porirua that they've actually, with their clever architect, come up with something that's contemporary, functional, and which we're inspired by to reimagine our own papakāinga going forward.
Yeah, and that's the point, isn't it? When we moved en masse into the cities, nuclear families became the norm, and we had our houses dotted around streets, and it's still the same today. So what's exciting about this too, and while it might be a failure model, just talking there with Claire Ackermann about the connectivity, so that we're looking after each other, this seems a much more intimate living arrangement. There's still privacy, of course, with each whale, but
you can go home, go in your room, go, you know, exactly. But that, if I could just double click on the health thing, bro. So I was, because my people don't get old. I mean, our people generally, my Māori, haven't got old in the past, but in the current generation, we're because of kai and medicines and so on, now our people are making their ways into the 80s and that now. And at that stage of life, you know, normally in the wider community, people end up isolated because of what you've just alluded to in terms of contemporary and urbanized living. Well, that's unhealthy for our kaumātua. It's also not helpful for our tamariki. Our tamariki need their whānau and their friends close by, but that's not the norm anymore, bro. And then even in for our pakeke, and I was talking recently to some mama, you know, young mothers need their mothers, need friends, need a village. So all of us need that village. And so we're now very deliberate in our thinking in Porirua that we want to reimagine, and we're investing to make happen progressively ways of living, you know, new contemporary whare that actually is healthy and fits our cultural preferences.
Well, I just think it's exciting if, and we look at the drop in home ownership in Porirua, 60% of the people who live in Cannons Creek are Pacifica peoples, coming up with a design. Now, talk with us about the perpetual lease situation, because obviously you haven't sold the land and never had any intention of doing so. But you're comfortable to have houses on the land. Is it set for some future purpose, or how long? When you say perpetual,
perpetual. No, that perpetual. We've set that aside. Those whare actually have been designed and built and are owned by the owner, the whānaus that go into them, and they forever will know that they sit on Ngāti Toa land and that Ngāti Toa made that whenua available to them in order to live on, and their descendants at a peppercorn going forward.
Yeah, but you can't be peppercorning all forever and ever and a day.
Because no, we will be.
There we've got to make a buck as well.
It's locked in. No, it's locked in. And I'll tell you why. So as part of our own settlement, we secured rights of first refusal to whenua across a range of Crown agencies in Aorohe, and Porirua in particular, including the kāinga ora whenuas, the ed schools, the prisons, the police, blah, blah, blah. And so people have been maybe aware that in recent years we've been steadily acquiring those whenua. You know, hard to be tangata whenua with no whenua, bro. So we've been and we'll continue to be on that path of reacquisition of our whenua. We have a portfolio that, you know, we've got our own villages. We've got a portfolio that we are making available and building on for where our whānau want to live. And when an opportunity arose up in eastern Porirua, in this case near Cannons Creek, in connection with the regeneration of Eastern Porirua and Kāinga Ora, there was just an opportunity for us to make available, in addition, some of this whenua for our Pacifica whānau. So where our whānau wants to live is not in Cannons Creek, bro. And so our whānau was happy, the numbers worked, and we were happy to, you know, tākoha tērā whenua ki arata. So we were happy to do that. And it's a win-win, and a mun-enhancing thing for everybody.
Tēnā koe. So, ballpark figure. So, the whare have designed 18 of them. It's on leasehold land, so there's a rent to be paid on the ground lease, of course. You say it's peppercorn rentals. I'm just thinking that we got ourselves into a bit
of
trouble.
It's not that peppercorn. I was going to say, it's not like the whānau back home in Taranaki. No, it's not that peppercorn. No. But it's not market, and it's very affordable.
Well, how much is it? Come on, Helmut. It's all out there.
To be honest, I don't have the number in my head.
How much would it cost to buy one of these houses?
Actually, I haven't heard that number. The team that actually CPC, Pacific Trust, that actually secured the resources to do that and built that, used local Pacifica builders. They used local, they used Tor ITM, so we supplied materials into it as well as others. So yeah, they really worked hard to get the cost down. But that's actually a good question. I actually don't know the number on those houses, but they are way, way, way less than normal. So there's no land cost. So that takes out 40%
right there. And so let's say the build cost, 300. 3 or 400.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay.
You're good. Yeah. You're good with figures. I'm keen to see how it might be applicable, the entire model, into a Māori papakāinga space. Any plans to go down that pathway as well?
Yes. Well, that's where the inspiration is taken. You know, because we've all been focused to date during the housing crisis, on affordability first. And then obviously we've had in our minds sort of like contemporary designs, albeit, you know, in a papakāinga configuration, you know, so proximate. But now with the imagination that's been shown by our Pacifica whānau there, for me anyway, my encouragement to our team is to let their minds roam as we engage with our whānau, with our community, to in fact reopen the conversation about potentially being more imaginative around what these our go forward papakāinga whare might actually look like. So yeah, I'm grateful for that inspiration.
I'm pleased it's working out, Helmut, and thanks for it's been a great year actually for Ngāti Tōrangatira with the reconnection to whenua from various spots, as you have touched on today. And I'm sure that your friend David Seymour would be pleased to see this advance opportunities.
Let me say something about that. We had the leadership of 13 Pacific Island nations come to Takapua here, to our marae, spend 3 hours singing, you know, whai kōrero, and of course eating in gratitude, you know, appreciation to our people for the generosity, and not just with this whenua, but the other things we do together in our city. And to me, that's the vision of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Our old people, Ngāti Tō Chief signed Te Tiriti 13 times, bro. And they did that because they had a vision that there was a future of the coexistence of tangata whenua and tangata tiriti, you know, living honourably together and prospering together. And I don't care what the hell they do around the rest of the motu and porirua, our chief said that's the go. That's what we're looking to do in our part of the motu, and we're leaning into that hard and seeing fruits and feeling blessed, bro.
Thanks for a solid year of mahi. It's exciting what 2026 will bring us all, but another milestone for the people of your proud community. Thanks very much, Helmut, for your mahi, and to them as well. Mihiana. Helmut Mudlik, kindly with us. Thank you. The Tumu Whakarau e Tūnanga o Ngāti Tōrangatira.